Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is all good. Whatever is done by Supreme Lord is for the eternal benefit of all. I could not think about this, that such coincidence will happen. In 1904, this mart has been established. And in 1904, our Gurudev appeared in Bangladesh, in Kanchanpura Dham, Madhapur subdivision, there. Now it is in Bangladesh, people earlier, at that time it was within India. And here this institution is also started in 1904. And we are observing centenary function. And the centenary function of this mart is also there. For that reason, perhaps, God has given some sort of impetus to them, bring all these devotees here to observe the centenary function of our Gurudev. Chance coincidence, unimaginable. Think about this. Now, today, the subject here, teachings of the Gita. And everybody knows the impact of Gita in the whole world, global impact. Why? Generally people think the impact of Gita in the whole world. Why generally people say like this? Because everybody's desire can be fulfilled by going through Gita. For that reason, wherever in the whole world you will go, they adore Gita. Gita is universally adored. But what Shankaracharya has said, we have to think deeply in the glorification of Gita. There he has written Gita Subhita Gattabha. Imanve Shastra Vistri Jashan Padvanavasu Mukhapadmat Virishra. Shankaracharya is a great spiritual personality, everybody knows. He has written the glories of Gita. There it is said, Gita Subhita Kartabha. Gita is to be recited or sung nicely. Nicely means for the satisfaction of Sri Krishna, who is the holiest entity. If it is for the satisfaction of Krishna, then it will be rightly you have gone through Gita, or you have read Gita, or you have recited Gita, or you have sung Gita. Gita Subhita Kartabha. Ki anna shastra Gita, there is no necessity of any other scripture. If you read it with profound devotion, then everything you will get. Kimanda Shastra Jashan Padmanabhasunku Padmadvishra. Gita has emerged from the lotus leaves of Padmanabha, Supunpura of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, he is speaking. Bhagavan Ubhati will find. Bhagavan said. Bhagavan means Krishna said. Bhagavan Ubhati. Bhagavan is talking, Bhagavan is speaking to Arjuna. For that reason, it has emerged from the lotus leaves of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So Gita is identical with Sri Krishna, non-different with Sri Krishna. It is the injunction of the scripture to worship Gita. Gita is not an ordinary book. Gita is one with Krishna. You get devotion to Gita, then actually you should have got devotion to Sri Krishna. Gita Shukita Gadgar Kimanna Shastra Jashan Padmanava Sukha Padmad Pirishita Sarva Manishita Gava Dugdha Bhuparanandana. All the Upanishads, the quintessence of the Vedas, are like cows. And Gopalanandana means Nanda Maharaj. The son of Nanda Maharaj is Gopal, Krishna. Krishna is milking. Who is speaking about these glories? The most revered Shankaracharya. Yes, he is narrating this glory. Gopalanandana, Krishna, is milking those cows. And the cows milking that milk is the essence of the old scriptures in Gita. Dugdha Gopalanandana. Partha Varsha. Partha means Varjun, is the calf. Without calf, cows do not give milk. So to milk the cows, you have to bring the calves. The here calf is the pure devotee personal associate of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Arjuna, Parth, Vas, Sudhir Bhakta. Those who have got pure devotion, their Sudhi, their wisdom is nice, good. But that is for the absolute good Sri Krishna. For that reason, Shudhi, a devotee can taste this. Shudhi Bhakta. And this Gita is Dugdha Amritana. The Amrita, Dugdha Amrita, ambrosia of milk. And there also it is written, if you carefully go through this, then you will understand everything. Ekam Shastram Devaputram Gita. Last and the last, he is ending it by saying, Ekam Shastram Devaputram Gita. Devaputra, son of Devagini is Krishna. One Shastra, what? This Gita Shastra, is sung by Krishna. Ekam Shastram Devaputram Gita. Eka Deva Devaputra Eva. Only Supreme Lord can be one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Because He is complete reality. He is absolute, He is infinite. Nothing can be outside infinite or outside absolute. If you say a particle of dust is outside Purna, outside complete reality, outside infinite, then infinite becomes finite. Everything is within it. Supreme Lord is one. He may have various pastimes, but Supreme Lord is one. In majestic aspects, he will be Narayan. In ethical aspects, he will be Ram. In sweet aspects, he will be Krishna. In this way. But, ontologically, they are the same. Supreme Lord is one. Devaputra Eva. Son of Devaki is Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna. It is written there. Devaputra Eva. Eva Eva Mantra Tasanavani Yani. One mantra, the highest mantra is Krishna. You will find in Padma Purana that Vishnu Ram amongst all the Vishnu, if you utter 1,000 Vishnu Ram, then it will be equal to one Ram Nam. Ram Nam and Vishnu. Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, all are same. But in the manifestations, Ram is more than Vishnu. For that reason, in Padmapurana, when Rama, Rama, Ramiti, Ramiti, Rama, Rama, Mana, Rama, Shwasanami, Tundam, Rama, Nama, Varani, I have heard it in Punjab in different areas when Sikh Sankirtan parties, they used to come and they used to perform song, they used to utter this word. Ram, 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 thrice I am uttering the name, because if you utter 1,000 Vishwanama, it will be equal to Ramana. Sahasra Annam Kundam Tiramitya Hodi Ekamitya Vishwanama Nama Ekamitya Vishwanama. Sahasra 100, 1,000 name of Vishnu, it will be thrice 3,000 name of Vishnu, is equal to Krishna. The Krishna is three Ram Nam is equal to Krishna. Krishna is the highest. For that is the Shankaracharya has written. Eko mantra tasunami namani yani. Karma pi ekam tasa devasya seva. Only one karma. That karma, what is that karma? Karma means service. Tasya devasya seva. Service of Krishna, son of devotee. By that the glorification has ended. So we have to take the teachings. If we do not take the teachings, then no efficacy of it. Only if we go through Gita and read Gita and don't accept the teachings, there should be a practical application of it. When I have been to America, in Phoenix, one American gentleman who participated in our function, he told me that I have got great love for Gita. I was astounded to hear the America is such a person is there. Yes, without going through Gita, I do not go to do any work. Every day I used to go through Gita, after that I go to do my duties. Alright, every day. Then I was astounded. I praised him. I never thought of him. Then he said, Swamiji, although I go through Gita, but I don't believe Krishna as Supreme Lord. Krishna might be a superhuman being, or a great politician, or a great diplomat. Still I remember. And these words, I think, even we hear in India also, somewhere, though in our meetings, when the President, Chief Guest, they come, they also say like this. I've heard. And they are also Hindus. I was astonished. You are going through Gita. I want to go from you. So I mentioned some verses from Gita to substantially saying that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is a superhuman being. He is a great diplomat and politician. You go through Gita. So you have to give evidence from the verses of Gita. There is no such verse. Just the opposite. Matta pradhan nandavasthi kinchi dhanam vai sarvidam pradham sutra garmanam aniganaya. There is nothing superior to me, as Shankaracharya said. That is correct. But what is the use of going through Gita if you don't accept the teaching? There is nothing superior to me, all are ever linked with me. Matta pradhan nandavasthi kinchi dhanam jaya. Vaishavadur Pada Sutri Maniganaya. Ahangi Sarvajagyanam Bhakta Chaparvayuta. I am the only master and only I am the enjoyer. You find in Gita. Dhyaru Jashma Khara Madhidham Akshatyotta Matashmilogi Vaita Prahita Purushatta. Khara means all these living beings. These corporeal human beings, conditioned souls. Supreme Lord is beyond the comprehension of this conditioned souls, beyond the comprehension of the sense organs, gross or subtle sense organs, mind and intellect, beyond. Beyond these individual corporeal souls, and also supremely superior to Brahma and Paramatma. So he is saying Purushottam. Purushottam, you will find Purushottam is Jagannath. He is Purushottam. Krishna is Purushottam. He is the cause of all causes. And he is Purushottam. He is not equal to Brahma Paramatma, more than that. Brahma Rahi Pratishtha Amritashtha Vaishyata Shati Dharma Shukeshri Kanti Vaishyata. I am the cause of impersonal formless Brahma. Brahma Rahi Pratishtha Amrita Ambrosia, actual Ambrosia will find you in me. In the milk portion you will not get actual Ambrosia. You can have a long life, but all these worlds in this universe will be destroyed in absolute dissolution. Everything will be destroyed. Nothing will be during the time of annihilation. So, see here, Brahma Nipatishtha, Amritashtha, Vaishracha, Shasana Dharma Sukeshwari Dantita. All Nitya Dharma is the cause of Nitya Dharma. Nitya Dharma are the Dharma between God and His devotee. That Dharma is Nitya. God is Nitya. Devotee is Nitya. Devotion is Nitya. And Sukeshwari Gantika Sukha. In Bhagavad Prem, Braja Prem, sweet Prem, He is the cause of that. You will find in Gita, then he said that Krishna has got birth, how we can accept him as supreme? But if he didn't there, there Krishna himself has said, Janma karma jo dibbam, evam veti dapta dakta adhyam pranadhyam naiti ma veti shodhyam. My birth is not like other conditioned souls. It is self-effulgent. Dharma karma jo dibbam, my birth and my pastimes, they are ontologically, they are divine and transcendental. Dibbam. As sun is self-effulgent, you cannot see the sun in the night. You have got the experience, whatever you want to see, you have to take the help of light. But in the night, it would gather all the lights, electric light of Bangalore or Karnataka. You will not be able to see the sun. You have to wait for the light of the sun. Sun is self-luminous. So the procedure of seeing sun, which are not self-luminous, it cannot be applied to sun. You have to stay for the grace of the sun. When sun will rise, you have to take the grace of the sun, the light of the sun, through the light of the sun, then you can see the sun. And you can see all the things of this world in proper perspective. Our most revered Shiksham Paramtuji Vasimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj used to say, with 3-4 lines only, when one is enlightened with the knowledge means self-effulgent knowledge, when one is enlightened with the knowledge, by his ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, and sun lights up everything at daytime. When sun rises, through the ray of the sun, you are seeing the sun. And simultaneously you are seeing all the things of the trees, birds, and beasts, and mountains, and all these things, various things. And you can have in proper perspective. Like that, when Supreme Lord will descend your heart, then you will see your own self. And you will see the whole world in proper perspective. Then you see the connection. Connection that all the living beings in this world are connected with the Supreme Lord. When you shall have love for Supreme Lord, you can't have the impetus to injure any of the living beings of the world, not to speak of human beings. Even sadhus, they cannot injure an insect. They see the Atma is there in that insect. Everywhere we are pressing that, but those who see that, how can they have the aptitude to injure? When we are enveloped by the initial energy of the Supreme Lord, by the opera potency as per Gita, Kitya Ked Murugvam Man Buddhi Ahankar, that is, Bhumi Rapa Nano Mayu Khang Mana Buddhi Vata, Ahankar Ityam Vibhinna Prakita Ashtaka, Aparayam, Itasta Annan Prakiti Vindhi Mevaram, Jivahutang Mahavajayajaka, Dhakti Jagat. There is one opera prakriti, opera but not para, not superior, inferior. Inferior energy, inferior material energy, by which we have got this physical body. It is composed of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky. And then one subtle body, mind, intellect, pervertery. The real self is the outcome of the parapanasi. It is to annam prakriti vidhi me param jiva bhutam. Then another superior potency, spiritual potency, jiva is the outcome of the parapanasi. So, they are coming from Supreme Lord. They are in Supreme Lord. Their vice is to remain for Supreme Lord. In Taita Rikushri Phaim, Yatuva Imani Bhutani Jayanti, Yeva Jadani Jivanti, Yat Prajanti Vishan Vishanti, Tad Vikarna Diva Brahma. We are the parts of the energy of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is substance, absolute conscious substance. And He is the core, He has got infinite opulences, not six four only. Vaishadhyasa samagrasya virjasya jaharagira gyara vairagra sannak bhagavitinga. In Vishnu Puran we find this six opulences, principle of opulences. Totality of wealth, vaishadhyasa samagra, virja, totality of power, totality of fame, totality of beauty, totality of knowledge, totality of renunciation. But in beyond this, there may be many other opulences. He is Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Shakti. One has the Shakti, potential. He is not defined, such Shakti will remain. He possesses infinite potencies, not only six more potencies. So, Abhajanandi Mangudha Manushintanu Vasya Param Bhavajanandama Bhuta Maheshya. In Gita, Krishna says, they disregard thinking me as a human being. That human beings, they are born to reap the fruits of their actions. Like that they have physical body. No. I appear in my transcendental form to rescue the fallen soul. Every age he appears. There are several appearances of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is always thinking about the condition of his own living beings who are like his sons and daughters. He has got love for all. But why you have come to this prison house? because we desire. As for example, parents you will find have got some sort of weakness to his children, to their children. Now a child wants to eat something which is not good, and mother prohibits that, don't take. But the child is crying. The mother has got weakness. Let the child take. Like that, when the conscious beings, they, by misuse of that relative independence, they want to enjoy this world without serving Krishna. Because it is part of the potency. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. My potency will remain for me, and potency of something else should remain for him. That is natural. But as the conscious being, mind of conscious being, he has got thinking, feeling and willing, and by that he can desire something bad, good. Forcibly you can force anything to that. A Supreme Lord does not force it. If he forces, then that consciousness will be destroyed, will become inert. He appears himself and tries to persuade them to surrender to him willfully by giving instructions to them or through his sadhus, to his own personal associates, or by remaining within the heart as oversoul, as Paramatma is giving impetus, we should do this. The human birth has got this sort of qualification. He has created 84 lakhs of birds, species, for which? Because his sons, they want to enjoy. They cannot enjoy Krishna. How they can enjoy Krishna? Krishna is the enjoyer and master of all. So he has to create these whole infinite Brahmandas and 84 lakhs of species, go through it and satisfy yourself. Ultimately, after 80 lakhs of birds, being aquatic animals and trees and insects, and worms and birds and beasts, after that 4 lakhs human birth. And human birth, what has given? Discriminating power. Now we think, do you want to enjoy this world or to come to me? You are the part of the potential. You think this discriminating power of good and bad, eternal and non-eternal, this human being can do it. Other living beings, they move by instinct, they have got no conscience. But human beings have got conscience. And in spite of that, by creating human being, Supreme Lord is happy. In Bhayant, in Bhagavad, Supreme Lord is happy. The human being will be able to worship. If they do not worship, they are most unlucky, unfortunate. They have spoiled their chance. Any moment this human birth may perish, and after that again they shall get human birth. There is no certainty. For that reason, whatever you will think at the time of death, and you will have births in like manner. For that reason, Raja Bharat, at the time of his parents leaving the family life, he thinks about Yama or a deer by thinking that he died and he has the birth of a deer, such a person. So there is no guarantee that we shall get again human birth. When you have got human birth, for which purpose? For worshiping the Supreme Lord. Ahar nidra bhaya vaijananta samanra pusumi narana dharma hitesa madhigir dharma naina pusumi samar. Eating, sleeping, defending and waiting, all these beasts and birds they are need. For that reason this human part is not meant. It is meant for worship of Supreme Lord. For that reason they are neglecting me, they are disregarding me without knowing it. For that, we have to, time is going to be finished. So, up to, I think, 8 minutes more. So, there are various, for those, the persons here in these human beings, they are not capable of accepting all kind of form of worship, but that is, karma yoga is there, jnana yoga is there, yoga yoga is there, bhakti yoga is there, everything is there in Gita you find. But everything is written there. In that, when karma yoga, and Krishna persuades them to do karma. Without doing karma, you cannot remain. You have to do some karma. Niyatam, kuru karma jyam, jhat karma jyam, jhat jhat jhakarma. Without doing karma, you have to do karma. Otherwise, you will not be able to maintain your life. Like this, giving impetus for karma. But ultimately, where it is taking? Jagyasat karma, annatra lokayam karma vandha, tattham karma vandha, mukta sandha. Jagya me vishwiti siddhe. The whole reality is jagya. You do karma for jagya, for food, for the complete reality. Then there will be, without any desire, then there will be no attachment. If you do your karma for the not eternal things of the world, you will be entangled in this world. Jagyasat karma, annatra lokayam karma vandha, tattham karma vandha, mukta sandha, oh Hariyam Taksha. To do this. Where Gyan is eulogized, it is very praised. Gyan is like a fire. Where there is the knowledge that I am Atma, so he has no desire for all these mundane things. And he wants salvation, he wants to merge himself into formless form like that. The Gyanagni Sarvakarmani Bhasmasa Kurita Arjuna. But ultimately, Bahunam Jamal of the Ganavan Man Prabhupada, the Bhagavan Prasavati Samahapashindulu. In Gita, it says, after many births, Janis can understand that without the grace of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, I cannot get absolute bliss. I cannot get God. God is supreme. Without His grace, there is no equal to Him, more than Him. After many births, Bhunam Janma the Ganavan Mantabhutti. And when Yoga was stated, there also in 6th chapter, Tapasimbo Dhigo Yogi, Gyani Bhopi Mato Dhika, Kavi Bhatsa Dhigo Yogi, Tasma Yogi Bhavati. Yoginava Visarvesa, Madhgata Andaratma, Sadhavan Bhavati, Yoga Man, Swami Yukta Tama. Tapasi, those who are ascetics, performing severe penances, ascetics and hermits. Yogis are superior to tapasya. Yogis are superior to jnani, those who are worshipping impersonal Brahma. They want to get knowledge, absolute knowledge only, knowledge. And yogis exist as the knowledge, Satchidananda. Exist as knowledge, they see Paramatma in their heart. The yogis are superior to Brahma, jnani. For that day you become a yogi. Jnani bhimad, karmik bhatsadhika yogi. Jnanis are superior to karmi. So yogis are superior to karmi. So you become a yogi. But ultimately said, yoginama vi sarvesa. There are so many yogis. Karma yogi, jnana yogi, bhakti yogi, hatha yogi, etc. But so many yogis are there. By which you can get hatha yogi for physical benefit. You will find in America and other places they are yogis. But nobody can remain in this world eternally. Whatever yoga they can live, that is temporary. But permanent revenue is you have to go to the secretary first said that we should, our motto is back to home, back to Godhead. We have to go to this place, to the place of the heaven, to the temple of the is spiritual realm, transcendental realm of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Then there will be no cause of killing anything. Then we have lost everything. No. We will get everything. Unless you get the complete reality, there will be dissatisfaction in you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnam Dachyate Purnasya Purnamada Purnamashishyate Om Shanti 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 Virattharam. If you got Purna, others will also get Purna. Infinite minus infinity is equal to infinity. Infinite Purna minus Purna is not zero. Purna minus Purna is Purna. If everybody is taught that if Purna is your requirement, then if you get Purna, all will get. But if you say, this body, I am this body and body interests are only my interest, if you get some area, some portion of this Bangalore city, others will be deprived. There will be clashing between heaven and heavens. But if you were directed towards Supreme Lord, then there will be no clashing. Everybody, infinite individual souls can get Supreme Lord. So there will be no clashing. And when you will have love for Sri Krishna, through Nama Sankirtan, as he said in Kali Yuga, then there will be love for Krishna and all living beings in this world. You will see that I love somebody and I injure his part. It cannot be. If I love somebody, if you love me, love my dog. If I love somebody, his own person also will be dear to me. If I love Krishna, actual love, then will love for all living beings in this world. And there will be no clashing. The center of interest should be one. And there are different centers of interest, the clashing is inevitable.